Colorado Ballet wants to replace its beloved Nutcracker, at least parts of it. The organization hopes to raise $2.5 million to commission new sets, props, and costumes in time for the ballet's 60th anniversary next year. KUNC Arts reporter Stacy Nick spoke to the ballet's artistic director, Gil Boggs, about the toll hundreds of performances has taken.
This is the last year for the Colorado Ballet's current Nutcracker sets and costumes. How old are they?
The costumes were built in 1986 for San Francisco Ballet, and then when the Ellie Calkins Opera House was finished being refurbished and opened back up in 2005, we acquired them from San Francisco Ballet to put on the stage here.
So they've been around for a while.
They've been around for a while, absolutely.
What made you decide that this was the time?
Well, they've gotten old, needless to say, especially the sets. The costumes we've been able to refurbish. We've actually had to make a few new ones and keep those going. So they're in a little bit better shape. The sets, though, have they've just worn down, basically. So we just felt like it's a great time to celebrate the 60th anniversary and have a new production of Nutcracker to put on the stage.
Tell me what kind of condition some of these props are and the set designs are in right now.
They're a little bit wrinkled. Some of the hanging drops, we call them the backdrops, we're able to, mask that with lighting. Lighting does wonders for the production, but it is also a matter that they're thin. They've just worn out the material, so, you could bump into them and cause a tear. And then in the snow scene where you have what looks like, branches with snow hanging on them, they're actually limping. They're just, they can't hold anymore. So we have to get up there and sew them together and reinforce them.
You did a little video recently to tell people about why you need new sets and costumes.
Stop and think about it. What do you have in your closet that's 30 years old and has been worn every season?
Especially, it sounds like, the headpieces?
The mice heads that they wear, they're starting to deteriorate on the inside, and so the gentlemen actually wear goggles inside to keep that out of their eyes.
That's got to be really hard to dance with.
Well, they've gotten used to it, I guess you could say, over the years, but they do a wonderful job with it,
How about the Nutcracker doll?
The Nutcracker doll has seen better days. You have to remember that Fritz grabs the doll from Clara every performance and drops it on the floor, and it looks like it breaks in half. It's actually, it's meant to do that. But you can imagine that with 29 performances and 7 or 8 rehearsals each year, that it's getting dropped every time. It's wearing out.
How do you guys keep all of this looking so good still? Because I think from the audience perspective, you don't see these things.
No, you don't see them at all. And like I said, we use lighting to help with some of the wrinkles in that. But unless you're standing right next to them, you wouldn't notice it at all. And it's held up very well. But before it just completely disintegrates on us, we're going to make the change. But people coming, to performance and they've seen it before, if it's the first time seeing it, it's going to look beautiful on stage. I can guarantee you that. But before it stops doing that, I think it's time to make a change.
And do you have kind of a deadline that you're looking? Is it you want to have everything replaced by next season or?
By next season. No, absolutely. All of it, all the sets, all the costumes done. So working with designers right now on what costumes and sets are going to look like and how they're going to work in the theater. And we want to get those done, and then we'll have them loaded into the theater a couple of weeks before we open our first performance of Nutcracker next year and work with the new sets, the new costumes, get used to it, and then off we go.
Is it going to be dramatically different, or does...
No.
No.
No. So first of all, the most nervous person about this is me, because it's a beautiful production, the audiences love it. And so the change is, it's scary, I'll be honest with you, for that. But it's going to remain Victorian. That's what our audiences are used to. The choreography is going to remain the same. So we're just going to freshen it up.
Is it a little bittersweet this year, kind of knowing this is the last year with these set designs and these costumes?
I think for those of us who have been around since they've gotten here, and when we do that last performance, I think there's going to be a few emotional tears on the stage, definitely saying goodbye to them.
Gil Boggs is the artistic director for Colorado Ballet, which is performing its last season with its current Nutcracker sets and costumes. Stacy Nick, KUNC.